AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Learning more about Cole Allen of Torrance, California, accused of an assassination attempt on the president. Julie Walker has the latest.
The man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Dinner and kill President Trump took a selfie in his hotel room mirror just minutes earlier, wearing a black shirt and pants with a red tie, outfitted with a shoulder gun holster, an ammunition bag, a knife, pliers, and wire cutters. The photo, as well as several others and details, are in a new court filing. This comes a day before Cole Allen is set to be in court Thursday. Investigators said he set up preset emails with an apology and explanation attachment to go out around 8:30 Saturday night as the event was unfolding. And around the same time, Allen was sprinting through the hotel lobby trying to breach the ballroom before being captured. One Secret Service agent was wounded by gunfire in the takedown. I'm Julie Walker.
The Supreme Court struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. Mark Sherman reports it's
a decision that could open the door for Republican-led states to eliminate black and Latino electoral districts that tend to favor Democrats. The decision was an about-face for the court, which less than 3 years ago reached a different outcome in a similar case from Alabama. An effort spurred by President Trump to preserve the slim Republican majority in the House of Representatives already has led to a nationwide round of redistricting.
The Pentagon's told Congress the Iran war has cost $25 billion so far. And the U.S. government has charged the governor of Mexico's Sinaloa state and 9 other current and former Mexican officials with drug trafficking and weapons offenses. Mexico's government says it has received extradition requests, but has not said how it will respond. This is AP News. If you want to mark the 250th anniversary of American independence by seeing the Liberty Bell, you may not have to travel as far as you think.
The original Liberty Bell is in Philadelphia, but there are replicas in every state and U.S. territory. The Treasury Department commissioned them as a savings bond drive in 1950. They're the same size as the original Liberty Bell, and they have the same crack. Tom Campbell, who lives in Fort Collins, Colorado, is a Liberty Bell replica hunter.
I moved to Colorado about 30 years ago. I was living in Denver, wandering around and stumbled on the one outside of the Capitol there.
14-year-old Zoe Murphy of Morris County, New Jersey, has seen an impressive number.
So far, I've been to 39 Liberty Bells. I've been to 41 states, but unfortunately, some of them are under construction.
And she's not far behind Campbell.
I'm at 40, so at 53 years old, I've got her beat by one.
I'm Donna Water.
And more stories at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.